We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, and all across upstate, and even out to Phoenix, Arizona. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call them today, 633-3700, and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing cost for your particular home financing needs and wants, and that's our guarantee. And we've added a new element to our mortgage company that is even a further, I guess, guarantee of the fact that you will get the lowest rate and closing costs. And we also provide one other guarantee, which you won't find anywhere else. It's called our second look. If you've been pre-qualified at another bank and you're thinking about entering the process of buying a home or refinancing the house you have, please call us at 633-3700 and let us review what you have. And either we'll beat it or tell you that you've got the best deal you're going to get. If that happens and we can't beat it, we'll give you a gift certificate for $50. So that's about as strong a guarantee as you could possibly have. And it's your assurance that you're getting the lowest rate and closing cost in the market. And also ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. And in today's very competitive world, which you're going to hear a little bit about today, real estate world that is, what you'll find is that if you go into a multiple offer situation, you want it to be as strong as possible. Cash, obviously, is the strongest way to approach any purchase of almost anything. But if you have a pre-purchase commitment, it is the exact equivalent of a cash because it is the seller's assurance that not only are you qualified to get to buy that house, but that you actually have a commitment from a mortgage bank to be loaned the money that you'll need to buy that house. Set 633-3700 for personalized, customize what we like to call knock your socks off service. And don't forget about the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, even Phoenix, Arizona. Our local number here is 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is. The hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want. You'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically, just that fast, anytime, in any market we serve. It's faster than going to Google or anything else on your phone. Just 631-4800 will get you access to all the information you need about any house, whether it's ours or any other broker's listing. We are in a very active market right now. There's a shortage of inventory across the whole country, which tells me one thing, that if you're thinking about selling your home, buying another, there's probably never been a better time to capitalize on the value in your home, and I encourage you to contact one of our well-qualified professionals by visiting one of our open houses today and tomorrow. And also, if you can't get to one of those, call our Hunt Customer Service Center at 633-9400, and we'll connect you with the professional of your choice. And don't forget that they can tell you one thing that nobody else in the marketplace can tell you, and that's that we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's further assurance, and that's called the Seller Security Plan. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. We're on a winning streak with the Sabres, a winning streak of one. They play tonight, which is huge, and so we're excited about that. And, of course, the Bills play tomorrow against Tennessee in Tennessee, and I guess there's two busloads of people that just arrived there today from Buffalo, and I know some friends of mine in Tennessee that will be going to the game, so it's exciting. And I know Tennessee's got a pretty strong offense, so hopefully they'll show up and play very well. We are broadcast live here at WBEN 930 AM. If you'd like to participate in today's show, call us here in the studio at 803-0930 or 1-800-616-9236 if you're long distance, or star 930 for mobile. Those are all free calls. So, and if you'd like to text us, it's 30930, and you can give us whatever message you'd like. by text, and we'll respond if we possibly can. We have a very special show for you today. In the studio with me today is Mr. Stephen Tucker, who is the president and CEO of the Northland Workforce Training Center. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I got it right. That's amazing. And he'll be sharing a lot of the, I think, great news about what's going on over there. And we have a direct from the market segment with Mr. Robert Blake, who is one of the leading professionals and team leader at Hunt Real Estate. And we're glad to have you with us, Rob.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for having me here.
It's good to have you here. Mr. Tucker, you are, you're not a Buffalo native, but tell us a little bit about your background and how you got here.
Yes. So first, I'd like to say thank you for having me on the show and allowing me to share more information about myself personally, as well as the Northland Workforce Training Center.
My pleasure.
But I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, a veteran of the United States Air Force, and I have 15 years of experience working in workforce development. I started off my career working under President Bush's Prisoner Reentry Initiative, which was an initiative to assist ex-offenders returning to the community to help them find employment opportunities. After that, I worked at the United Way for a few years where I developed my leadership skills in workforce development, training, and education, which led me to this opportunity in Buffalo, New York. So I've been in Buffalo, New York now for 2 years. I am the president and CEO of the Northland Workforce Training Center. And our mission is to train and prepare Western New Yorkers for a career in advanced manufacturing and energy. And I have to say, so far, things have been going outstanding for myself personally and for the training center so well that I recently purchased a house. So I guess I'm going to be here to stay.
Congratulations.
We're very glad to hear that. And congratulations. It's good to hear that you're going to be vested in our community, which is a great thing. I had the pleasure of touring the Northland Workforce Training Center with you and a few other business people in town, and it was I want you to get into that in a minute, but it was truly remarkable. I was blown away by it. And that's a kind of an historic structure here in town. That maybe tell us a little about the background of the building itself.
Yes, so we're in the former Niagara Machine and Tool facility located on Northland Avenue. It's located within the Northland Beltline area. The Northland Beltline area used to be a heavy industrial area where several manufacturing companies were located. So you had Niagara Machine and Tool, you had the former Houdai plant, you had Curtis Wright, you had Otis Elevator. And back in its heyday, this area used to employ upwards to 5,000 people, and 50% of the individuals who were employed there lived in the neighborhood. But like many other Rust Belt communities, when the jobs dried up, the companies closed, the neighborhood kind of deteriorated. So on the east side, there has been very little investment over the last 50 or 60 years. So with the training center, it's a $65 million investment in the facility. The purpose is to train and prepare local residents for careers in advanced manufacturing and energy. It was a collaborative approach and a collaborative strategy with many partners with the Empire State Development, providing the financing, along with New York Power Authority, the Buffalo Urban Development Corporation. They led the development. Gil Bain was the construction contractor. And now we have this brand new state-of-the-art facility with the latest and greatest high-tech equipment, providing SUNY certificates and degrees to individuals interested in those outstanding careers.
Workforce development is kind of the topic of the day, not just here, but across the whole country. We have the lowest unemployment we've had since 1969. Among African Americans, it's the lowest in history. And you know, this, I think, bodes well, but it's also a great challenge because we have, in our community, as you know probably better than anybody, we have something like 140,000 jobs that will become vacated just because people are aging out.
Yeah, and this problem is happening all across the country, and specifically for advanced manufacturing and energy. We're projecting to need to fill about 20,000 job openings in the next 10 years, mainly due to retirements. We have an aging workforce. In the workforce development arena, we call it the gray tsunami. So we have a significant amount of current workers available to retire and a non-existent pipeline. Young people are just not interested or aware of outstanding careers in advanced manufacturing and energy. The other thing, in addition to the number of job openings that we have, the average salaries in advanced manufacturing and energy, once you get experience, is about $70,000 a year. So a ton of jobs that pay family sustainable wages, an aging workforce, a non-existent pipeline. It's almost like the perfect storm. And that's why the regional Economic Development Council, Mayor Brown, Governor Cuomo, they felt like they needed to make an investment into developing a pipeline so that those businesses can have the qualified workers that they need to provide the services that they do.
How many people can you put through your system, and how do you match the needs of the industrial community, as you described them, just advanced manufacturing in particular, with what you're providing at Northland?
So everything we do is driven by business and industry. We partner with the Buffalo Niagara Manufacturing Alliance for the manufacturing sector. The BNMA, they consist of over 200 small, medium, and large-sized manufacturing employers here locally. Right now, they have 3,000 job openings that they can't fill. Those positions include CNC operators, machinists, welders, industrial electricians, mechatronics technicians. So we work with them to identify the curriculum, the equipment. We now offer four different programs at the training center. And these programs were picked specifically by the BNMA member companies. And that's why we feel pretty strongly that we can just about place 100% of the students in employment opportunities. But to answer your question specifically, we have the capability of training upwards to 400 people annually, and that's really just a drop in the bucket when you look at the need. 20,000 job openings over the next 10 years, 400 people annually. So it's just the first step in building an ecosystem to create a pipeline of qualified workers for the advanced manufacturing and the energy sectors.
How could you expand? I mean, I've seen this magnificent facility. And I don't know, are you full right now in terms of your class size?
So we have about 200 students right now, so we're ramping up. We just enrolled 120 additional students, and we're going to enroll another 100 students. So we'll be over 300 starting in January. So we'll be full at full capacity, I'm projecting, by next fall. But as far as expanding, I really think it takes all hands on deck. We have outstanding BOCES programs here locally, a couple of other programs offered through Buffalo Public Schools and SUNY Erie and some of the other technical colleges. So collectively, we believe we can start to build that pipeline so that the business and industry leaders can have access to a qualified pool to fill those open positions.
You know, it's a lot of us think about how you and others that can actually provide the needed training for the jobs that are available, how you get together to discuss all this stuff and how you kind of pool your resources. All the institutions you just listed, for example, do you get together and you say, this is our challenge and let's collectively meet it? How do you do that?
Definitely. So basically what Northland Workforce Training Center is, it's a sector partnership. A sector partnership is basically a partnership led by business and industry, partnering with education, partnering with the workforce development system, partnering with the workforce investment system and economic development to close the skills gap in certain industry sectors. So with the Northland Workforce Training Center, we are a sector partnership that's providing training and education specifically for those two industry sectors. The good thing is that you can apply the sector partnership model in different industries, right? So if we ever wanted to develop this similar model for healthcare, for other industry sectors, we can. So there is a replication strategy once we identify the best practices and key learnings from what we're doing at Northland.
Let me shift gears just for a second. Mr. Tucker, I'm going to ask Rob Blake a question here. This has to affect the real estate market when we see the opportunity that's there for employment. You must see more well-qualified customers, perhaps, than we've seen in a long time, people that are anxious, as Mr. Tucker had just described in his own case, to be a homeowner. Is this demand situation that we're seeing for jobs, is it reflected in the real estate market today?
Without question, I'm seeing a lot more people. If you remember, Peter, when I got into the industry, it was right around 2008. We all remember what the real estate market looked like and what the job market looked like at that time. And since I've been in it, I've been able to see a huge shift in the market with the demand for qualified people and jobs that can't be filled. And as we're getting people in, their ability and their purchase power has increased dramatically because the availability of these higher paying, better jobs are out there for people who are qualified.
Which bottom line will tend to push prices up.
Yeah.
Which is not a terrible thing for those people that, like Mr. Turkey here, are new homeowners. Maybe bad at the outset, but it gets better later on, hopefully. Last week I had a guest on who was the real estate writer for the for Business First, I'm sorry, 2 weeks ago, and Jim Fink was discussing opportunities. We were talking about all kinds of specific developments around town. And we did discuss your project as well because of its impact. I mean, when you invest $65 million, it affects everything around you, mm-hmm. hopefully. And we were talking about, I was asking what the next great horizon was for opportunity in particularly residential real estate. And one of the things that you mentioned when I visited your facility was the impact on the community and what you wanted to do to radiate out from the community itself. Elaborate on that a little bit.
So the investment in the training center specifically was $65 million, but the overall investment in the project is about $110 million. And really with the sector partnership model, it's also a poverty reduction strategy. As we are creating these job opportunities, we want to make sure we have a qualified workforce to fill those job opportunities. And as you guys may be aware, the total household income average on the east side of Buffalo is $23,000 per household. That's about $8,000 less than the rest of Western New York. So if we can prepare and connect east side residents and residents in Western New York in general with high-paying job opportunities, it then supports our economy. So the overall investment of $110 million on the Northland Beltline project, we believe that with that investment, it's going to spur private sector development, private sector investment, create more jobs. We want to create a campus on the east side at the Northland Beltline, similar to what's happening at the medical campus. So imagine the medical campus 10, 15 years ago, Canal Side 10 or 15 years ago, Larkinville 10 or 15 years ago, creating this area of development that's going to lift up the residents and create job opportunities so that everybody can actually participate in the resurgence and the renaissance that's happening in Buffalo. So that's the long-term strategy for the Northland Beltline project, to transform the east side of Buffalo and that community into what we're calling the advanced manufacturing and energy corridor. And we're already seeing the effects of that. So we are attracting other small and medium-sized manufacturers to relocate in the Northland Beltline project so that once the students and the residents complete their training, they can actually become employed right on the east side.
That's an incredibly intelligent way to approach the entire project, I think. I know with the development that happened on the medical campus, one of the issues we've run into is a lot of people feeling as they're being priced out of their own neighborhood. And I think having the ability to put better qualified, better paying jobs to the community there,
yes,
allows them to stay in their neighborhood and let the real estate prices or appreciate and develop more. So instead of being stuck in that rut, you have the appreciation in the real estate plus the ability for them to afford to stay in those homes as well. It's a win-win.
It's a win-win. And also there's another project that just launched. It's called Eastside Avenues. And this is a project where we're going to invest in the community and train the local neighborhood residents on how to become residents, on how to become homeowners, how to maintain and upkeep their homes so that they can also benefit from the developments around on the east side of Buffalo.
Let me volunteer our company to help you there if you need any help.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is huge because Jim Fink was saying that the east side is the next great horizon, mm-hmm. for property value increases. And one of the things that we're dealing with at the University at Buffalo in the School of Architecture, and we had Dean Shibley on the show here recently, is the whole issue of affordable housing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's great to have a job, but if you can't afford a house, then we have a problem. But what we have a community with affordable housing. And as you point out, Rob, demand will push the prices up, but, mm-hmm. but they're still, by national standards, they're still a bargain. And particularly the east side, is, in my mind, is the bargain. One of the things that one of the truisms, I guess, in our business, which is something that, I think sometimes we know or we intuitively might know, but we don't necessarily, it's not expressed particularly among the individual that's owning a particular house, is that if people feel there's an upside in value, they will invest in their house. So if they see what you're doing, for example, Mr. Tucker, in terms of the $110 million eventually in the community there, if they see that automatically triggers, in my mind, the impulse to invest in your property if it's a block away or two blocks away, because there's other investment around you, and all ships rise when the tide goes up like
yes.
that, which is huge. One of the things we did discuss with Superintendent Schools not too long ago was the fact that we've also had made a huge investment in our public schools in the city. And are you working with directly with the public schools? You mentioned that a little bit, but there's a reason why I'm asking that.
So, yes, before Northland was even opened and launched last year in 2018, the state also made an investment in Buffalo Public Schools, specifically Burghardt High School and McKinley High School, to lift up their career technology and education programs to develop that pipeline as early as high school for advanced manufacturing. So we're partnering with Burghardt High School, we're partnering with Hutch Tech, we're partnering with McKinley High School to develop CTE programs that start as early as ninth grade to build that pipeline and generate that interest. And with the CTE programs and the partnership, many of the students, they qualify for dual enrollment, and they can then continue their education at Northland Workforce Training Center.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but we've got to go to a break, and I want you to come back and talk about that. And Rob, I want you to comment on that too, because to me this is, now we're starting to get to the heart of the matter, and we'll be right back with more from Our House Cheers after these important messages.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. I say all-new because it is, and it's an amazing place with more opportunities for you to learn about the value of your home or any home through our three algorithms that are there, which you can use to compare to see what technology will say about the value of your home. It's very sophisticated technology. I encourage you to go there today. And also check out the complete inventory of homes available here in Buffalo, Niagara, and all across upstate. And you'll also find access to a complete set of home ownership services at huntrealestate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. And if you'd like to have more information about our exclusive program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, effectively allowing you to buy the before but live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. We've been talking about the incentive to invest in your home. And one of those incentives is the knowledge that there's other investment in your neighborhood. And that's exactly what we're talking about here on the show today with Mr. Stephen Tucker, the president and CEO of the Northland Workforce Training Center, and also with Rob Blake, one of the leading experts in residential real estate in Western New York. And we're trying to converge, you know, really what your investment is, the product of your investment, which is very well-paying jobs, which is critically important to the strength of any community. One of the knocks on our community is, not probably unlike Cincinnati going back 20, 30 years, was that there was no opportunity for young people here. And that's a crying shame. I just returned from Washington, D.C., and we had a speaker come in and give us all kinds of demographic data. But it's impossible to get around that city. I mean, it took me way longer to go from my hotel to the airport than it did to fly home.
Wow.
I mean, way longer. And it was bumper to bumper, and it was like 3:30 in the afternoon. Well, it's Friday afternoon, I guess, but still, I mean, it's ridiculous. It takes 20 minutes to get anywhere in Western New York,
right,
which is one of our great assets. But you were talking about the investment in the schools right before the break, Mr. Tucker. Tell us a little bit about what that really means and what you see going on.
So you really can't have economic development without workforce development as well, because as we are creating those jobs, we need to make sure we have the people available with the technology skills to fill those jobs. And you really have to start as early as possible to expose young people to these careers and provide them with an access to acquire the training. So the state also invested in Burghardt High School to lift up their advanced manufacturing program. There's now a program at Burghardt High School that starts as early as the ninth grade, training students for careers in advanced manufacturing, specifically welders, machining, as well as at McKinley High School for electrical, and Hutch Tech and South Park High School for other programs. So working with those schools where those students can get that dual enrollment, the credit for college and completing high school, and then if they want to go out to industry, go right out to industry, engaging in careers between $30,000 and $40,000 a year. And if they want to continue their education, they can continue their education at the Northland Workforce Training Center. So it's a holistic approach, a comprehensive strategy to build that pipeline starting as early as high school.
Stephen, regarding some of the positions or the careers they're training them for, I know you're partnering with quite a few different people. Does the training also prepare them if they wanted to be independent or entrepreneurs, if they want to open their own business, be their own electrician, like that kind of business development as well?
So not specifically at Northland in terms of the training center, but we are opening an entrepreneurship center on the Northland Beltline campus. So I'm all about entrepreneurship and training people to become business owners. That's the ultimate goal for many people in our community. So we do have a relationship with the Beverly Gray Center, with some of the other small business association programs, and we're also going to have a entrepreneurship center located on the Northland Beltline campus. So all of those things are under development right now. So that's a great question.
So as people go through the whole system, there's positions already waiting for them. So when they're after they graduate, they can fill a position right away. Is that already set up in place?
Yes, that is set up. And we actually had our first graduating class on August 16th. We graduated 24 students. 21 of the students were placed in employment before they graduated.
That's great.
The only three students that were not, it was because they wanted to wait until they completed their training.
Yeah.
And right now, the average wages for those graduates, and that's after a one-year certificate program, is about $36,000 a year. So overall, we've placed about 80 students in jobs. And those students will generate wages of average wages about $35,000 to $40,000 a year, which will generate another $2 million.
Right.
Annually into our local economy. So the training center is already showing a positive return on investment in terms of the state investment and the city's investment.
There's when I was visiting with you there, it impressed me that it's a highly selective program, your particular program.
Yes.
That you get many more applicants than you have positions. How do you go through a selection process in that environment?
So the entry point into the training center really begins with having a high school diploma or GED. This is college. We're an extension campus for SUNY Erie and Alfred State. The students attending Northland, they are college students, but we require those students to demonstrate a 10th grade literacy and numeracy, meaning that we give them a test of adult basic education. They demonstrate the 10th grade literacy and numeracy, then they apply to their school of choice. Once they're accepted, we assist them with applying for financial aid, and then we have them enroll. But specifically, we've had over 1,100 people take our TAPE test since we've been in the training center. The disappointing thing or the concerning thing about that is, despite having a high school diploma or GED, only 30% of the students demonstrate that 10th grade literacy and numeracy the first time they take it. And we created something called the Academic Advancement Support Program that would allow students who don't demonstrate that 10th grade literacy and numeracy at the time of enrollment to participate anyway, and we provide them with academic tutoring. So I wouldn't say it's highly selective, but we do have some minimum standards and requirements because this is college and we want to make sure the students have the academic rigor to be able to complete the training.
How do you get the word out?
So we have a very aggressive outreach strategy. We have a team of outreach specialists going out to the schools, going out to the churches, going out to the community centers, going to the barbershops, going to the parks to, number one, raise awareness about outstanding careers in advanced manufacturing and energy, as well as sharing the opportunities at the Northland Workforce Training Center. But we also have our air attack, and this is a part of our air attack. So broadcasting over the airways, and I appreciate you guys for having me on the show today. And channeling the air attack with the ground game, which is through our outreach specialist.
The future of this, in my mind, is the future of our community, because we have been known as a industrial city. We kind of went through what most of the Rust Belt cities went through from the 1950s almost up to this day, where we kind of reversed course and tried to adapt to the higher tech. More white-collar world of service industries, and we just couldn't compete. I think that's the last analysis. Howard Zemsky, who's been on the show many times, illustrated, I think, through his work that there is a way for us to utilize public resources as well as private resources and work with private and local industry to build a workforce for the future before those businesses get frustrated and leave.
Right.
And that's my greatest fear as I look at the number of potential openings in this community. Dottie Gallagher-Cohen's been on to talk about the next 10 years, which is a staggering number. You mentioned 20,000. If you extend that out over a few years, it gets much more dire, in my opinion. But if we don't meet those needs, these people will go someplace.
Yeah, businesses really only have two options when they can't find a qualified workforce, and neither of them are good for a community. They can either automate, which will eliminate jobs, or they relocate. So building a pipeline so that the businesses can fill those positions is critical for our local region, and that's why I'm excited that the governor and the mayor and the different stakeholders decided to invest in the training center.
Which is huge. We do have one text that came in, not exactly related to what we're talking about here, but Josh Allen was cleared to play for tomorrow.
Well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing. So,
yes.
So we can hopefully take that to victory tomorrow. As we look at your program going forward, you have a large facility. It's 90,000 square feet.
Yes.
And there's other aspects to your campus. Describe the campus a little bit to us.
So when I mentioned the Advanced Manufacturing and Energy Corridor and the $110 million investment, that investment also includes Buffalo Manufacturing Works. So Buffalo Manufacturing Works, they are a research and development entity available for the manufacturing sector. They just relocated in 55,000 square feet of space at the Northland site, as well as Insight Consulting. Insight Consulting is the local manufacturing extension partnership. They provide process improvement services and consulting services for the manufacturing sector. So we believe that by combining Northland Workforce Training Center with the Buffalo Niagara Manufacturing Alliance, Insight Consulting, and Buffalo Manufacturing Works, we can use those entities as an attraction tool to attract companies to relocate into the Northland Beltline area. And that's why we talked about creating those jobs and building the pipeline of highly qualified individuals to fill those jobs.
Just this past week, 43 North announced its winners. Do you work with 43 North?
Yes, we do. And there's been some conversation and some negotiation with one of the past winners to relocate at the Northland site. So can't announce anything officially yet, but very excited about that opportunity to work with a 43 North winner that will manufacture a product right on the east side of Buffalo.
I know your focus has been advanced manufacturing, but one of the dire needs in our community is construction workers. Are you working? I think McKinley is the high school that's focused
yes.
on that. Are you working with them?
We are working with McKinley, and it's mainly with their electricians program. We need, highly skilled electricians, not only construction and residential electricians, but residential electricians, as well as energy workers. And the foundation of most energy jobs are electrical and mechanical. Mm-hmm. So we're also going to develop and launch an energy training center at Northland. It was always in the business plan, but we wanted to make sure that we are training students for the jobs of tomorrow.
So, and Stephen, when you say energy trading, what do you mean specifically by that?
Solar, hydro, the clean energy type of job
gotcha.
Opportunity. So
okay.
we're working with New York Power Authority. We're working with National Grid. Mm-hmm. Dennis Elzenbeck, he's our board chair. He's a local energy expert. And he's really done a great job of having us look at the energy jobs of tomorrow. And those jobs basically include a foundational skill in electrical and mechanical, and then those advanced energy competencies so that those students can have those technology skills.
We had a text come in and someone had asked if it was open only to students from Buffalo.
No, so this is a regional project. So right now we have students from all eight counties represented in the Western New York area. So it's open to anybody. The main thing that we're looking for is people interested in a career in advanced manufacturing energy, because those careers are not for everybody.
Is there any kind of clawback for people to stay in town?
Not necessarily, but of course we do want our students to remain in Western New York. And I say that because last year we had a company from Denver, Colorado recruiting our electricians. And of course we allowed them to come and talk to our students because we want to provide the students with as many opportunities as possible. However, we would want them to stay here locally.
Very good. We do have to go to a break, and after the break, Rob Blake will be taking over for me. I have to attend a memorial service for one of our great leaders in our company, Carol Grieco, and I'm sorry to leave you, but I'm sure Rob can take care of things. And anyway, we'll be back next week at the same time, so we'll be back with more From Our House to Yours with Rob Blake and Stephen Tucker right after these messages.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Rob Blake filling in for Peter Hunt, sitting down with Stephen Tucker from Northland. Stephen, one of the things that I wanted to discuss with you briefly was an issue that we've run into over and over again with the lack of qualified people in the service industry, like electricians and engineers and things like that. We run into it over and over again. There's a lot of positions that need to be filled. You had mentioned that you had considered potentially having something for an entrepreneur type thing set up in advance. Have you run into students who've gotten into this and say, I want to begin my own business someday? This is something I'm interested in. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we have. Students, you know, they enter into the training center for several reasons, mainly to get that skill. But many of them are interested in starting their own businesses, especially the students in the construction and residential and industrial electrician program. Electricians are in high demand here in Western New York, and many students have expressed an interest in starting their own business.
Excellent. We have a caller on the line, Gary from – oh, I'm sorry about that. So we have one of the issues that I mentioned we run into is when we're looking for the qualified people, we oftentimes find that they are so busy they don't even return calls. They're busy on multiple other jobs. To have the system in place that's going to be training young students and putting them in the pipeline, I think, is very advantageous. Also, just because of my background being in residential home ownership, it's one of the things that interests me is making sure that people stay as part of the community. I know you had mentioned it's the hope, it's the goal that the people who are being trained here stay here. Getting something set up, I know Peter had mentioned having something set up with Hunt Real Estate to have a program in place so that we could help facilitate people to be active members and participants in purchasing homes and capitalizing on the fact they've gotten this phenomenal training, the money went into it, and then to invest in the community and to be homeowners. I think the whole concept is nothing but advantageous for the community and for the individual. For the caller, this is Gary from Boston, New York. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, how you doing, gentlemen? For the gentlemen, the training these young folks do different aspects. I think a good company would be a company that can jack up these houses on the east side because half of them don't have basements. I sold the house several years ago just for that reason because I couldn't get underneath to make repairs. But especially if these homes are going to increase in value, the money spent making a basement would be well spent money, and it would be an attractive. I think some people avoid the east side because of that.
Yeah, it is. It's something that we have run into from time to time. With I know in Western New York, it's more common to have the basement than not, as opposed to places down south where the basement isn't as necessary as part of the foundation of the home. But yeah, that's right to my point, Gary, is I know that Northland right now is focused more on the major manufacturing, the larger industrial things, but having the smaller people or the people out in the community that are doing these jobs that the people need to have done in order to increase or maintain their home. It's a great point, Gary. Thanks so much for the call. And Stephen, we had someone send us a text asking how, if someone wants to be a part of Northland, if a student wants to get involved, how do they apply? Who do they reach out to? How can they contact somebody?
We try to make the application process as easy as possible. So we offer pre-enrollment sessions 3 times a week. These sessions are every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, every Wednesday at 10 o'clock, and every Thursday at 4 o'clock. The only thing people need to do is to attend one of those sessions and bring an ID. Once they attend the pre-enrollment session, we can get them started on their path into training at Northland.
Fantastic. We have another caller on the line. This is Patrick from Orchard Park, former BOCES teacher. Patrick, go ahead.
Hi, good morning, men. I just had a question. I taught for 5 years, did career tech for Erie One BOCES, and I actually wrote a grant where we started a modular home project that just celebrated its 20th year. I since have left, moved into administration. But my question to you is, what are your thoughts as far as creating a more of a regionalized program to include the suburbs as well as the city to open up opportunities for even more students and better utilize our resources?
I think that's a great idea, and we've already had conversations with the local BOCES programs, and we partner with those programs right now. So we have, in addition to the Buffalo Public Schools, the BOCES programs, bringing students into Northland, touring the facilities, and having them sign up if they're interested. So it is an ecosystem that has multiple pipelines into direct entry into Northland, and we're already partnering with the BOCES, the Buffalo Public Schools, and the other adult education programs.
That's great. And just one little side thing, too, because I'm still in public education, there are so many building projects going on, and I meet and I talk with all of the different trades, and everyone that I speak to are telling me there's a dire need to get more people involved. So opportunities just locally right here are astronomical.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the call, Patrick.
Hey, and good luck. Keep up the great work.
Thank you.
So you mentioned a few. Could you tell us again some of the companies that you've partnered with that have the need for these jobs to be filled, Stephen?
So the industry association is the Buffalo Niagara Manufacturing Alliance. They have 200 large, small, medium, and large size companies. So far, we've been placing folks at Tesla, at Panasonic, at Moog, at Servotronics, at Harmac, at Clearing Niagara, Niagara Transformers. So we've been partnering with multiple companies right now, and the demand is definitely there. So we just look to continue to make sure we're building a pipeline for students to access these opportunities.
The beauty of programs like this is it's more than just a job. It's a lifelong career. So you're setting people up not only to get a very good job or the beginning of a career right out of the gate, but it also allows them the opportunity to develop over their lifetime. These jobs that are starting off, you're saying at $36,000 a year, these are the people that are going to be bumping up to 50, 70, and six figures eventually. I know personally electricians who are right now making six figures plus, who've expanded their business, who are now in multiple different areas, and it starts off with something smaller. They have a job with a large manufacturer and doing something on the side. It just opens up the door to so much other opportunity for these people. And it's great to know that we have, like, for kids today when they're in school, a lot of times they're lacking direction. They don't know what they don't know, basically. And to have a company coming in and saying, here are opportunities, here are things that you may have never been exposed to, that you've never thought about before, that could energize your life and put you on a path that you'd never even thought of.
And the beauty of Northland and these technical careers and partnering with the programs that we're partnering with SUNY Erie and Alfred State, we try to have students attend Northland to little to no out-of-pocket expense. Mm-hmm. As many of you are aware, financial aid and college debt is killing our country. It's a heavy burden on young people. So young folks attending Northland can attend little to out-of-pocket expense for those who qualify, and then get into a career making between $30,000 and $50,000 without having that debt. That's huge.
That's incredible. One of the things that I encounter constantly, because with my position, I'm getting people qualified for financing to buy homes, is that the biggest thing they have to overcome is a massive amount of student loan debt. They went to college for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. They graduate, and they can't get a job. They can't find something in their career, in their position. Case in point, my degree was in psychology. I was in social work for a while, and now I'm a real estate broker. So it's you find the niche that works for you. But with a position like this, you go right from you're graduating, and there's a job waiting for
you. Job waiting for you.
Yeah, it's absolutely phenomenal. What, Stephen, got you interested in this? How did you decide that this was a career path that you wanted to take to get involved to help other people? I know you said your background when you first started, but what was the spark that clicked in you to say, this is something that I want to do?
So I've been in workforce development for 15 years, and I love helping people. I actually received an award from the governor, Ted Strickland, in Ohio, for placing more than 1,000 hard-to-serve individuals in job opportunities. But what actually got me to Buffalo, once this position presented itself, there was a national search, and I applied for the job, interviewed, and, you know, grateful to become the inaugural president and CEO of the Northland Workforce Training Center.
Fantastic. Someone had texted us, how long does it take to become a qualified electrician?
So that's a tough question to answer. So our program is 2 years. It's an associate's degree program offered through Alfred State. But once you complete the program, you're not necessarily a certified electrician. We do partner with the local unions where we can connect our graduates into the local unions, into the IBEWs. And typically it takes about 5 years of training to become a union journey person electrician.
Excellent, excellent. It's a good question. So as far as the whole scope of the project, what is your intent, what's your hope that eventually you see the whole project going to? Where do we see this moving to the next phase?
So the next phase, in my opinion, is ramping up our enrollment to reach the 400 per year goal,
right,
as well as building out the Northland Beltline corridor, mm-hmm, to attract companies, mm-hmm, and placing 75% minimum of our graduates in those job opportunities. So just seeing this project come full circle is the next step.
And you said you have some people that are after a year already being placed. Is that what you mentioned earlier?
Yeah, so we have 3 2-year programs as well as 1 1-year certificate program. Mm-hmm. So our first graduating class of 24 students, they completed the 1-year certificate program, and they're already 21 of them are already placed.
Is it set up where people are able to both work and go to school at the same time?
70% of our students actually have full-time jobs.
Excellent.
So working with those students to help them get the skills to get a better job is one of the goals that we want to have.
Excellent. Is there a phone number, if someone wanted to talk, wanted to discuss this with some of the professionals, is there a number that they can call?
Yes, we have our website at www.northlandwtc.org, and the phone number is 716-436-3229. Once again, that's 716-436-3229.
That's excellent. Thank you. So if anyone out there is listening who is interested, it's a phenomenal program. We are fortunate enough to have something like this and to have Stephen in the community to help build this up. It's something that's nothing but a benefit for all parties, not just the people that we're helping, but the communities in general, and for it raises, like Peter had said before he'd left it, the rising tide raises all ships. So we thank you for everything that you've done for the community. As far as the development that goes into the city in general, I just wanted to speak just for a moment on the side. In my career, what I've seen so much happening, when I've seen property values going up, people caring about the home. Peter had mentioned before he had left about it's the incentive for people to care about the community. When someone says, I see that Manor Manufacturing is coming in, we see people coming in, outside investment, saying that we want to put money into a community. The individual homeowner takes pride in their own home, and it increases the likelihood of them wanting to upgrade their home, to maintain their home, and to be a better part of the community. So I think it's phenomenal the way the whole thing works out together. If anybody has any questions at all, you're welcome to call into the show here. Phone number is 716-803-0930. I know we're getting towards the end here, and I know that Stephen had left the phone number and the website address. If anybody has any specific questions for me, you can always reach me on my phone number at 716-225-6273. And yes, Stephen?
Yeah, and I want to thank you guys once again for giving us this opportunity. And so far, I think we've done a great job in lifting up this project, but we are facing a couple challenges. And one challenge, and I want to mention this over the air because hopefully the public can step up and provide us with a resource. We have a huge challenge finding qualified instructors to train the students. So one of the reasons why we couldn't enroll more students this last semester is because we didn't have the faculty to train the staff. So if we have anyone working in business, working in industry, who would like to educate and assist us with lifting up the next generation of skilled workers, we'd love to have your assistance.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining me today at Our House. Thank you to Steve, and thank you for Peter for all their insights. This is Robert Blake, and remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is hunt country.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.